one rush defense, and it seems like they, you know, they'll compensate by bringing guys in, and they'll allow a lot of yards for the passing game. Opportunities for the offense to strike some downfield?
I mean, we got to run our offense. I mean, you can look at statistics and, you know, all you want, but, I mean, the big thing is for any offense is really just go out there and execute our plays and, you know, if that's running or throwing. So, you know, we'll have to do both throughout the game successfully to, you know, put points on the board and give us a chance to win.
Would you say part of running an offense, though, is also taking what the defense gives?
I say that's a big part of the offense. You play, you know, you want to play, you know, what their weaknesses are, you want to play. That's your strength. You want to exploit that. But at the same time, you have to, you know, have the self pride and have confidence in yourself to, you know, run your offense and run it effectively.
This is your third road start. You had two in the preseason. Where are you at the silent count now? Are you better than you were in the preseason? Are you the same? How would you evaluate that?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable than I did in the preseason. You know, every day you get more and more comfortable.
What's the process? Is that something you can only improve on game day, or is it work you can do during the week?
Oh, it's work you can do during the week. I mean, that's stuff you work on in practice. You work on the fundamentals in practice. You work on running the plays in practice. And you get different looks. You play out different scenarios in your head. You know, all those different things you practice all week. And then when you get to the game, you don't want to work on it in the game. You want to, you know, the work was done in practice. You just want to go out there and play at a high speed.
Bigger challenge this week for the offense to get the running game going against a 7 and an 8-man front as opposed to sometimes you guys running against a lot of nickel looks?
Yeah, I mean, more guys in the box means it's tougher to run. So, yeah, you know, definitely if they do, it'll, you know, great opportunity to throw the ball, like you said. But we also we'll have to run the ball effectively as well.
What have you picked up with more reps? I know more reps get you better, and the coaches talked about that. What is it that you have picked up now through the weeks of getting all these reps?
I think the big thing is just confidence of playing at this level. I mean, there's always that confidence, but then the more you do it, the more you pick up the speed, the feel, just the feel for the game. I think that's the big thing. Everybody says it's a fast game, which it is, but you start getting you start feeling it more. You start getting more reps with your teammates. You build a bond in the huddle, in the locker room. So the more and more you play, the more and more you're out there, that just continues to grow.
Nick, what have you seen out of Mike over the last week or so in terms of his progress and how he's feeling and all that kind of stuff?
You know, Mike's great. I mean, when I'm around him, he's been great. And, you know, it seems like he's progressing really well. And, you know, like I've said before, Mike's Mike to me. You know, our relationship will stay the same. And, you know, he's still, you know, same guy I met when I first got here. So, it's, you know, he's doing well.
Sense any frustration that he just can't quite get, you know, where he needs to be?
You know, Mike and I are the same. I mean, nothing's really different from me and him. Like when we're talking, I wouldn't notice anything, you know, different. So he's always been really supportive of me. And, you know, like I said, I'm extremely supportive of him. And, you know, he seems good.
In these last three games, the numbers haven't been there for Jeremy Maclin. What's your connection with him like? How much work do you guys do together?
I have a great connection with Jeremy. And, you know, he's such a talented player. And it's the quarterback's job, you know, to get the playmakers the ball. So, if I get my matchups with him, you know, he's a, you know, we have great receivers all around the board, but, you know, Jeremy's, you know, we got to get him the ball, and but he's a team player, and that's what I love about Jeremy. He's a team player. He's going to block downfield if we run the ball. If his fellow receiver catches it, he's going to block for him and stuff, and that's what you want on a team, is a team player. So, I love having Jeremy as a receiver.
Yesterday, Coach Warnowick said that there are no more rookies on this team. Was there a point in the season where you felt that way, you know, went on and you didn't feel like a rookie anymore?
I think when you start the season, I think after preseason, you can't have the mindset of being a rookie. You know, this is our first year, but you can't have the mindset, I'm a rookie, you can afford mistakes. I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, we're here, we played college, you know, we played a lot of football. It's a different league, but in your mind, you can't be thinking that way. You have to, you know, like I said, I've learned from the veterans, I've learned from Mike, I've learned from Trent, so really learn how they approach things, all the other guys in the locker room, and, you know, just put in, you know, the work and go out there and just play with a lot of confidence.
How much has it helped having two guys on either side of your locker here who have started in this league and have a lot of experience?
I mean, it helps tremendously. To have the support of both of them to help me along the way has helped, you know, tremendously. They've been there for me every step of the way, anything I've needed, and, I mean, no matter what I'm cheering them on too, no matter who's playing, so... I've been very fortunate to have two great veteran quarterbacks right there with me.
When you're just starting out, road versus home, I mean, do you have a preference, level?
No, I just want to play. I mean, of course you would love playing at home. I mean, this is our, you know, home games are, you know, you get to play in front of your home crowd. There's something that's always special about that. I love playing in Philadelphia. But then you get road games and you go into their territory, and, you know, hostile territories are always fun too. So I just love playing the game no matter where we play, neutral side or wherever. I just love playing the game.
Level of pressure one way or another?
No, you just sort of, you know, you're with your guys out there. I'm always in the same huddle. So, I mean, that's my sense of comfort right there, no matter where it is. So I feel comfortable in the huddle, and that's all I really think about.
Nick, as tough as it's been with losing 8 in a row, what's the motivating factor for this, for everybody in this locker room to still go out?
I mean, we're still here. We're together. I mean, we're you know, fortunate to do what we do, but we love, you know, we love the Eagles. We love playing for this organization, our coaches, the owners, everything. And just, I mean, we love playing football. We have an opportunity to go out there and play football again. And what could be better to, you know, go to Tampa Bay right now and play against them and have the opportunity to continue to play. I mean, I'm 23 and I'm still able to play football. I mean, that's something that's pretty special. So just got to enjoy it every day and work as hard as I can.